Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Faith stretches us. It pushes us towards what God has planned. Jeremiah 29. I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts to prosper you and bring you to an expected end, or to give you hope, the NIV says. But without faith, you'll never get there. If the enemy can convince you that your current condition is God's best for you, then you'll never seek anything else. But if you know what this Bible says, you say, God didn't intend for me to live on level 1 when he's up here telling me to come to level 10. Deuteronomy 28 is level 10, baby. I'm making you the head and not the tail, giving you the ability to lend and not to have to borrow. I'm making you up and not down. So you have to walk out of here and say, I am not defeated. I don't care if my lineage was slavery. My future is reigning. You know what I am? I'm a king in training. And I just can't wait to be king. Hey! Why do you think God filled you with his spirit? So you can reign and rule. So that you can take charge. And he's trying to teach us how to do that right now. You can't reign over cities until you can reign over your appetites. You can't reign over cities until you can rule over devils. You've got to let the devil know he can't keep you down. You've got to let him know that these things that are coming against you won't stop me. And the more of the word of God you hear, that's why you got to have the right people around you. When you have the right people around you, they're going to keep speaking the word. See, I tell you, I got some friends in my life, like Pastor Lupton. Pastor Lupton never lets me be down. We go to work out at the gym together, and he's on one treadmill, and I'm on the other. And we just walking, and he'll say, what's wrong, Lambert? And I'll say, I'll start going so-and-so. He says, greater is he that's it. Thank you, brother. You got to have people in your life who are close enough to you to take, get your head up. I'd walk into my mama's house, and I'd be so depressed. She said, hold your head up. And here she said, you a Lambert. Hold your head up. You a child of God. I don't want to see nobody walking out of here like they're going to the slaughter. I don't care if things ain't working. Fake it. Do you understand what this was? Do you know what that is? That's swagger. That's letting people know you ain't messing with me. Get your swagger back. My godson told me one time he was at Chuck E. Cheese and he dropped his wallet. He must have been about 12 years old, 12 or 13, and he dropped his wallet in the ball bin where the kids jumped in the balls. And he dropped his wallet and he went back in to get it, and some other boy had picked it up. And Darius went over and said, give me my wallet back. The man said, I found this. Darius said, I cut to the chase because I needed to know what direction to go in. So I said, just tell me, did you get your wallet back? He said, yeah. I said, how'd you get it back? He said, I put my mean face on. When that boy saw Darius's mean face, he said, here, take your wallet back. You got to get a mean face and let the devil know, this is my faith, my faith, my faith face. The devil said, you sick and you going to die. What you say, devil? Then you grab every scripture you can. You give me a mean face. I shall not die but live and declare the righteousness of God. I'm telling you right now, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And every time you do that, you'll find yourself getting stronger. Ow! I can't preach like I want to. Woo! Come on, bud. Well, Bishop, I don't see it. That's because you're looking over here. Look over there. It's over there. It's over there. Faith is the substance of things. And the evidence of things. Lord, help me, Jesus. Come on, Bethel. I don't see it, but I know it's there. I don't see it, but I know it's there. My healing is there. My deliverance is there. My blessing is there. My prosperity is there. I don't see it, but I know it's there. Now, I got to do one or two things. Either I move from there to here, or I believe it from there to there. And if I believe it from there to there, here's what that's like. It's like buying a Maserati, living in the projects. If I believe it over here and bring it over there, that's causing my blessing to slum. How are you going to buy a $100,000 car and don't have a garage to put it in? Oh, Lord, have mercy. When you extract things from the kingdom and bring them over to the earthly realm, you lose something. But when you get up and move, once you get over here, you don't need a garage. Because the angel of the Lord encamps. Listen, I got to go. I preach too much. Lord, have mercy. Reach out. Reach out. Reach out. Over there is everything I need. God showed me something, but I ain't going to have time to go over it now. Showed it to me last week. Showed it to me last week. I'm telling you now. I'll tell you part of it. They're having a 50th anniversary celebration of Star Trek, the original. And prior to running the shows, they had a 50, Star Trek at 50. And so I watched it because I'm a Trekkie. And here's why I'm a Trekkie. I'm a Trekkie because it's a visionary show. And so I'm sitting there. It came out in 1966 when I was two. And I couldn't make sense of it back then, even though I was highly intelligent, I couldn't make sense of it. And so they flipped, Mr. Spock and Captain Kirk would flip open the communicator and talk into it in 1966. What did Gene Roddenberry see? Another kingdom. Captain Kirk was getting some computer stuff, and he picks up this little yellow thing and drops it into the computer. Floppy disk in 1966. When one computer would fill up this whole room, they were dealing with laptops. In the episode, A Balance of Terror, Captain Kirk goes after a Romulan ship that had cloaked itself. Physicists today are bending light so that your hand will be invisible. Vision. They were, Dr. McCoy was replacing organs in 1966. We're doing it in the 21st century. Like it's just drinking water. That kingdom is a kingdom of vision. You have to see yourself successful before you will ever be. As long as you hold on to all the negative, well, praise the Lord. No! I'm a Trekkie. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper because I don't see myself defeated. No issue sent by the devil will beat me down. I may cry temporarily, but you cry to the right people. Not people that baby you, but people that say, come on now, let's get this thing together. Why? Because faith drives you to completion. If you don't know Jesus today, you can't get saved without faith. They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can they call on the person they've never heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they're sent? I've told you about Jesus and his ability to bring you and help you into the kingdom. Where you can graduate to, Lord, you don't have to touch me. Just speak a word. There are times when the Spirit of God will direct me to pray for people and establish the threefold cord of me and other ministers to bring you what God has. But that's going to be the exception. For you will graduate to the realm that when you walk in this sanctuary, you will say, God is in here and I'm going to get my healing. And since God has declared war on diabetes and cancer, you need to get your healing from those dreadful diseases. And if no one ever lays their hand on you, God is laying his hand on you. Starting this Friday with Pastor Lonnie Herndon, we are going to have four powerful Friday night services designed to escort us into the supernatural presence of God, into kingdom principles. You don't want to miss it. You want to bring people. It's just four Fridays the Lord told me to do this. He said, I'm going to use those four Fridays to open up the windows of heaven. He said, tell the people not to stay away, but to bring others who have supernatural needs. Four Fridays, just four Fridays, one a month for 4 months. You don't want to miss them because God promised to meet us here and bring you healing. I don't care if you got fused disc in your back. By the time we're done, you're going to be healed. I'm telling you, your cataract going to fall off. Your eye problem, your glaucoma is going to die. I'm telling you, your blood sugars are going to come back to normal. Your blood pressure is going to be normalized. I'm telling you, every situation, those of you that have arthritic problems in your hands and your knees, God is going to move it away. But you've got to do your part and show up. It is not the will of God for you to have breast cancer. It is not the will of God for you to have a cyst in your ovaries. That's not God's best. And you're going to be healed. Because we're moving. All four of those services are designed to move us to the kingdom where everything good happens. Amen. Now, if you need Jesus, all you got to do is ask him to come in your life. Amen. Ask him to save you, and he will do just that. Holy Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the challenge of faith. We thank you for the move of the Spirit. We thank you for your grace and your goodness. Now, Father, move today and deliver your people from everything that is.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.